Al Zoyimu Bagoyim, Higdil Hashem Lasisim Eila. Then they will declare amongst the nations, Hashem has done greatly with these. Many of the Rishonim, the Radak Sfarno, say that the nations of the world are going to be completely dumbfounded. They're just going to be absolutely shocked by a sudden success. Because until now, they always thought the Jewish people just deserved to be downtrodden. We should be scorned, vilified, criticized, pushed from pillar to post. And it's going to be so clear that it was only Hashem who could have caused us to rise to the greatest heights in such a sudden and remarkable way. And even the non-Jews are going to admit, Higdil Hashem, Hashem has done greatly with these people. Meaning at this point in Galus, prior to the coming of Mashiach, the Jews should know rest. If we haven't got a place amongst the nations of the world, we really are an Am Levadad Yishkai. We're a nation where it seems to be fair play to criticize us and hold us to a higher moral standard than everybody else. But more than that, also to deny that we really have a place in this world. Ask our greatest enemies. Do we have a right to any country anywhere in the world? Sorry, sir, they're all taken. We deny our essence as a nation. Claim all that we are as a religion, despite the fact that in our own culture we have no word for religion, and our very religion itself, if you like, the thing that we pray for, is a national return to Zion. But no, we don't have the right to that either. And then you see Refresh. Unbelievable. But the nations haven't noticed, nor have they had the understanding for the great things that Hashem did for us, even long before, all throughout our exile. It's not just the Geula, but it's the way that Hashem looked after us through the darkest of times. They didn't know it then, nor do they know it now. Hashem has done great things for us at all times, as proven by the fact that throughout all of our grievous suffering, we've remained glad and serene. This divine miracle, which only we ourselves have sensed and experienced, which lasted throughout the centuries of Galus, is quite equal in significance to our eventual wondrous redemption, which will be such that all eyes will be able to see the miracle. Isn't it? It's unbelievable. Meaning that yes, it's true that the Geula will look miraculous and will bring the nations of the world to an awareness that is something special and unique about the Jewish people in a positive way. But we realized it all along because Hashem was taking care of us the whole way through. We were happy. We managed to remain happy through the Galus, even though we had no cause for at all for laughter and exaltation. We retained vigor of both heart and spirit. In the midst of all of our outward misery, we enjoyed quiet happiness and inner contentment, which was brought about solely by Hashem's invisible nearness. That, of course, the enemies had no idea of. The Jew in Galus still felt close to Hashem. And as a result of that, we merited divine protection. Despite everything they've thrown at us, we've still survived. The Chovas Olvavos famously says that our survival amongst the nations is as great a miracle as the exodus from Egypt. So Hashem's providence over the Jewish people is something only the nations of the world will realize right at the end. But it's something we're conscious of the whole way through that enables us to be serene. As we face all the different challenges around us today, we need to focus on this. Hashem is protecting us, especially in Eretz Israel, where we've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. We can achieve that serenity, that calmness, through a deep-seated awareness of Hashem's protection.